Members of the opposition NPP continue to blame government's mismanagement of the economy for the depreciation of the cedi. The latest, a member of the NPP's economic team, Kweku Kwarteng, says government's strategy of addressing the issue is to make political gains in this year's elections. He says government must deal with the fundamental problem of production and not stabilizing the cedi. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
The government focus in dealing with this matter is a certain short-termist approach to achieve stability in an election year to say, yes, we've been able to stabilize the cedi. I mean, the strategies we're discussing now, that mopping up excess liquidity, you're doing it at a certain cost. I want to understand what government imagines the cost to be. The government's attitude for me, it's more about just stabilizing the cedi. I mean, going to charge money on forex deposits. So what? I guess would not deposit. I can still change into foreign exchange if I find that necessary and just keep them under my bed. In that case, that money is not accessible to reduce the pressure on your local currency. Again, for me, that is a wrong strategy. Besides, you never know why people are keeping money in their forex account. Some of us depend on remittances. If remittances come and you want to keep it in your account for some time and eat it more small, government saying I'm going to charge you tax on it. So we are not dealing, in my opinion, with the fundamental problem. And I worry that these strategies in the long term will fail.
A member of the NPP's economic team, Kweku Kwarteng. Only four countries globally, including Ghana, are to benefit from the Compact 2 development of the Millennium Challenge Cooperation Package. This is due to the judicious use of the package of $547 million, which ended in February this year, through infrastructure and other development projects. The other beneficiaries are Tanzania, El Salvador, and the Philippines. This came to light during a day stakeholders forum on Millennium Challenge Compact 2 in Kofodria in the Eastern Region. It was soliciting views to help prepare a concrete proposal in securing the Compact 2 grants. Correspondent Henoko Saekisi was there and has filed this report.
The forum was to inform stakeholders about the key issues for consideration under the Compact 2 and also to seek their inputs on key problems identified and possible interventions into the designed proposal. A financial advisor at the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning, Dr. Albert Asamoah, noted that the Compact 2 will focus on boosting the energy sector, which contributes about 5.6% of the country's GDP. This, he noted, will help address the challenges of unreliable and inadequate supply of power. As part of the preparatory work towards the acquisition of the grant, Dr. Asamoah said government has set up a core team to assist in the preparation of the compact and has come out with a constraint analysis report that looked at the three main constraints in the energy sector, which are unreliable power supply, lack of credit, and property rights. He said although the grant will not entirely address power challenges, it will to some extent increase the national grid and also upgrade some of the outmoded lines. The Deputy Eastern Regional Minister, Ebenezer Okletetelabi, commended the Millennium Challenge Corporation for its immense contribution to the nation's development through the improvement in road network, agriculture, health and education. He was hopeful the Compact 2 will similarly help improve the energy sector, which abounds with lots of challenges. According to him, the region benefited immensely during the Compact 1 grant, and significant among them was the improvement in some major road networks, including the 75-kilometer Agogodom Trunk Road.
That was Henoko Saekisi's report.